is the first song from Darius Rucker, I think, that got people thinking about him as a true country artist.
Yes.
I'm sure he's done a lot of country music since this, but we need to get some more updated music in the system before Riverfest rolls around.
That's
but
right. His new song, Wagon Wheel, Old Crow Medicine Show, I think,
yeah.
Did the original. It's good.
I'll have to check that out.
Yep. It's a hit.
It's coming up right now on the charts.
Deanna Court and Chris King joining us in the studio, in the Fury Electric studio. Phil Olson also here. We are making a brief departure away from sports talk, although I learned a lot about sports in the break. Chris King is my now go-to guy for sports information. But
that's right. He's a local breaking news specialist now.
Yes.
That's how he does things. But we were talking about musical acts before. Darius Rucker, Peter Frampton is coming.
Yes.
So this is the live version. Yeah, you're welcome. So it's going to be a great show, as always. It's a great festival and a very inexpensive
Thank
ticket,
you.
As I think everyone can agree.
It's ridiculous. $17.50 for all 3 days. It gets you in to see every single act. That's $6 a day, basically. You can't get a venti coffee at Starbucks for $6.
That's true. I can get one for free when Phil buys, though.
Think about it, folks. I mean, it's a great value. All these great acts that Chris books. I know he's got some more to talk about. If you go to Walgreens right now, they're half price. That's $17.50. If you wait to get them at the gate, they're $35. Still a great bargain, basically a little over $10 a day. To see everyone. I get calls all the time saying, no, I want to know what the ticket is to see Frampton, or I want to know what the ticket is to see Darius. Well, that is the ticket. That's
yeah.
for all those acts. So it's a great value. Riverfest is a nonprofit, so any of the proceeds that we make go right back into the community. Basically, the development in the River Market started with Riverfest coming downtown in 1983.
How many years have you been director?
This is my 9th year, and I've been with the festival for 16.
How much longer can you take it?
I don't know.
This has got to be one of the longer runs in Riverfest history. The longest?
I think it's the longest. I
don't remember anybody making it past 4 or 5 years.
I know.
You see,
I love it.
There's a lot of stress, and I know it's a labor of love. But
it is definitely a labor of love, and it's not all me, believe me.
Yeah.
I get a lot of the credit for it, but it takes a lot of hardworking volunteers giving a lot of their time.
Job one of becoming the director of Riverfest is you have to have a round head, because if something goes wrong, your head's going to roll.
That's right.
So that's the one thing.
I've got a big round head.
You may not be the only person doing it, but you're the one that's going to take all the crap at the end of the day if
things
don't
go.
That's
true.
Like if something goes off, you know, like if there's an issue with the fireworks.
Right.
You might get somebody on the phone yelling at you.
Yes.
I mean, that stuff happens.
That happened 2 years
I know.
Ago. Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, let me just give you a word of advice. You put a bunch of teal fireworks in, no problems with first security this year.
I mean it. They're going to be thrilled.
That's how I roll.
They're going to be teal.
Tris, what else do we not get to, music-wise?
You know, we were talking about some of the stuff on Saturday, going down at the amphitheater and the other stage, the Clinton stage,
yeah,
the Bud Light stage.
Bud Light.
There's such a great lineup with Bush, Blackstone Cherry, and Sugar Ray, but we're excited about what's leading up into that. Really popular act out of Conway. They've relocated to Fayetteville. They're called Don't Stop Please. They're going to play right before Sugar Ray. That's about 4:30 in the afternoon on Saturday. That's where you should be in the middle of the afternoon, enjoying the weather, Riverfest weekend, Saturday, May 25th. Before those guys, Stiff-Necked Fools are coming up from Lafayette, Louisiana. Flint Eastwood's on stage, and then Khan's Affirmant opens
it up. I don't even care
if
Flint Eastwood's any good. I love the name.
I do,
That's
too.
That's an awesome name. Local
it
guys.
Is. Okay.
Live hip-hop. They were in the Arkansas Times Showcase, had a real good showing there. Excited about seeing what they can do with 45 minutes Saturday afternoon.
Yeah,
Big Baby, I'm extremely disappointed. We have almost no Bush.
And you're a Bush fan, aren't you?
I love Bush. I've actually seen Bush in concert before.
And guess what?
I think maybe we can get Glycerine in the system.
At the very least.
At the very least.
There are so many great Bush songs. I saw Bush.
Machine Head.
Yes, Machine Head. I saw Bush with No Doubt and the Goo Goo Dolls
at a show
one time. Speaking
of No Doubt, their son's birthday is May 26th. Again, rumors have it.
Gwen might pop in?
Maybe traveling.
Wow.
Might family have that plays together stays together.
Exactly.
Well, this week we had to talk a lot about dude six packs, and Gwen Stefani has the closest thing to a female six pack in music. So
I would agree.
Be good to have her in.
I'm telling
a six pack
you.
Of pony bottles.
I'll see what I can do.
That new movie with Ryan Gosling and Bradley Cooper, we had to talk about the 12 pack that they were bringing to it. But apparently that was the only upside for the ladies because the movie stunk.
Yeah.
Chris Columbus was in this week. He gave it 0 stars.
Oh,
so
no.
Just a heads up on that. I finally saw Django Unchained last night. I won't give a review other than to say it's worth watching. If you like Tarantino whatsoever, you'll like it. If you don't like Tarantino, Still worth watching.
That was the bus movie on the way back from Midland. Yeah, the one.
How was it received? What was the Trav's? You know, you start doing that, a Trav's review of movies you watch on the bus.
Well, I used to just watch, you know, whatever was in the back of the bus, because our old bus, you could watch three different movies, you know, different places on the bus. Now everybody has to watch the same one. So
gets to watch the same one. It's unifying.
Forced to watch the same one. But I wanted to watch Django, so I was excited to see it.
What'd you think?
It was very, very entertaining. I mean, it's an entertaining movie and an incredible story, but it's almost typical Tarantino.
It is.
Way over the top, but you go in expecting that.
That's right.
And over the top in ways that he's never been over the top before.
That's probably true.
Especially in language.
Yeah, that's true. Although, he does have an affinity for the N-word, so if you've...
I've never seen a movie where that was thrown around.
If you have an issue with the F word or the N word, you're probably not going to want to watch too many Tarantino movies in general. So, anyway, back to business.
Yes. Yeah.
Chris talking about the sticky stage.
Yes.
The Buzz is the radio partner on the sticky stage.
Well, we should be.
So you
I'm need the to get some always the last to know. Yeah. Always the last to know. You got a lot of good stuff.
That's why I'm here.
I love the location though too. That's great. So you have a position where people can be by the river. And close to everything else.
We've moved the sticky stage from the previous couple of years that we've been involved. Now we're sitting just east of the I-30 bridge,
right.
There as you head towards the Clinton Center.
When you say natural amphitheater pocket, what do you mean by that?
You know, we're sitting right on the river, but the way that the ground slopes, especially you know the way it slopes around an overpass, gives it a real good slant for people to bring blankets out, to have a great sight line, because the stage is going to be down low in the pocket, and then everybody will be able to sit around almost like in a bowl.
Right. Cool. If you've been down to the Clinton Center or familiar with the Bill Clark wetlands, literally it sits between Clinton Avenue and the wetlands. And like if you've taken your kids down there and let them slide down the hill on cardboard, it's the little slope, natural amphitheater next to that.
That's a good idea.
So
I don't take my kids in public, so we'll have to try that sometime.
It's going
to
be a wonderful, it's a big boy stage now. It's been in a tent, had a little bit more of an intimate feeling under the tent. Now it's going to a stage, but still going to have that intimate setting. There'll be a beer tent right there with it, so you can just kick back on the lawn. I mean, it's going to be fabulous.
And that's the most important thing.
Yes.
The beer tent.
The beer. Absolutely.
And the proximity.
More sympathetic I could not be.
You can almost crawl to it where we got it.
If you needed to.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what else is going on at Riverfest outside of music, and I also want to talk to Chris about what's coming up at his place.
Okay, we've got
places.
So many activities. Our website is riverfestarkansas.com. Arkansas is all spelled out.
Did somebody steal riverfest.com?
They did. Years
Sons
ago.
Sons of bees.
I know.
What's on there now?
I hate people.
What goes on there?
I have stupid. No idea. I need to.
What use
to
do you have for riverfest.com?
I don't know.
Riverfestarkansas.com.
But we're the best.
Without a doubt. Yes. I'm on it right now.
We obviously have two stages that are programmed 100% for family and children's entertainment. We have the Deltic Timber Kids Zone area. You can bring your kids down there. Every activity in that area is free. Kids can make cool crafts. We've got, you know, bouncy houses, jump zones, rock walls, all kinds of activities. It doesn't cost them a penny to participate in any of it. I talked a little bit, I think, during the break about the area, the family zone area, Arkansas Democrat Gazette family area down at Heifer Village. Doesn't cost a penny. You don't have to have a Riverfest ticket if you want to go down there and participate. The Super Retriever Series will be there. So a lot of people out there, this will be their fifth or sixth year on site, are real fans of watching the dogs jump for distance and height into the swimming pool. It's really cool.
Arts and craft, flying dogs,
absolutely,
stuff on a stick.
Everything.
Mass hysteria.
We have a Bago tournament this year produced by the Hat Club, if you're familiar with those guys.
I am. They're coming up to talk about this, actually.
Yes, and let me tell you something. It's a great thing. It's going to be Saturday afternoon. We've got someone that's already registered, a group from Sacramento, California, I think a group from Virginia coming in to play in the Bago tournament. But the proceeds from the Bago tournament are going to benefit Fighting Fancy, which if you're familiar with Heather Owens, who had breast cancer, she started this nonprofit to basically put care packages together for women that are suffering from some type of illness or in the hospital. And so all the proceeds from that Bago tournament are going to go back to benefit them. So collecting food for the Arkansas Food Bank. Yeah, that's the other thing about Riverfest. We're about giving back to the community. And so when you come and you buy a ticket, you're helping us to help other nonprofits in our community.
You really get the sense that, you know, the Central Arkansas rallies around the event. You know, it's kind of a symbiotic relationship in that
it
sense.
It really is. 36 years old, and you know, we try to give back, and folks give to us. Our sponsors, including the Buzz, Verizon, our presenting sponsor, everyone. We couldn't do it without them. It takes a lot of people to put this on. The 3,000 volunteers, we're still looking for volunteers. So if you don't want to go buy a ticket, you can volunteer. You get free admission for the weekend, free t-shirt, cool t-shirt. Just on and on and on and on. Fun Run, the Buzz is co-sponsor of. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. We're doing a lot. We're fun running. We're
you
sponsoring
all
the sticky
are so,
stage.
I mean, you're all over it down
That's
there.
That's a Matt Couch production. I don't do that. Look, I'm trying to fill 3 hours of nonsense a day. This is the best thing we've done
a good
in ages.
Job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I've got a full plate as it is. Speak of the devil. There he is. Old Matt Couch will join
That's
us
right.
in a little bit. So, what time do we open on Friday?
Friday night, gates open at 6 p.m., goes till 11. Saturday, we open at 11 a.m., close at 11. Sunday, we open at 1. First security fireworks at 9. Headliners on at 9:30. Close at 11. And I also want to tell people, it's amazing to me that a lot of people don't know this. We have a fantastic shuttle service that if you don't want to park 10 blocks away and walk to the site, you go park at War Memorial Stadium or North Little Rock High School. You get on a coach luxury bus. It drops you right at the main gate. It runs constantly, runs for an hour and a half so that people can go in stickies, have a drink after the festival. They can hop back on the bus. We're going to take you safely back to your car so you're not walking, you know, at 1 in the morning back to your vehicle. So,
I like that.
Yeah. And if you ride the shuttle and bring a non-perishable food item, you get a dollar off.
Don't you wish you had a coach bus to ride to and from games? That's pretty fancy.
It'd
be really nice. My very own, you mean from my house to the ballpark?
I mean, yeah, like for road trips, it'd be cool to have like the Elson coach bus.
Just for me.
Yeah.
I could spread out and plug in.
The Buzz logo will be rolling on the screen.
Of course it will.
Inside the coach bus.
Yeah, we're sponsoring all kinds
it's
of
all
stuff.
It's all about you. That didn't cost you a dime.
Well, that's good. I can afford that.
Something about riding to a show with people on a coach bus. It gets you fired up for it.
It's the riding home with the people that makes it fun.
Yeah.
That's
where it really gets entertaining.
Absolutely.
That's the best ever. It's awesome. Okay, I want to ask you about a couple shows coming to, I'm hoping, to one of your locations, usually the Rev Room.
Let's talk about it.
Blackberry Smoke, one of our all-time favorites.
Yes.
You guys had them last year.
Yes.
Are they coming back this year?
I think there's a very strong chance you'll see them in July.
They were at the Academy of Country Music Awards the other day.
Yeah. They're on their way
up. Moving. Yeah, they're big.
You know, and those guys are all kind of older guys for what you would consider,
yes,
you know, a new artist,
right,
a new popular artist to be. But they're having great success, and I think we're going to see them in July.
My dentist is a Big Head Todd fan, and the last time you guys had them, he was there.
Yeah.
What are the chances of getting them in 2013?
I think 2014 would be more likely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll settle for that. Hopefully I'll still be around by then. Who else you got coming that we can look forward to that's coming up?
Academy Award winner Ryan Bingham will be at
wow.
the Rev Room on Monday, May the 6th.
Awesome.
That'll be a big one.
Okay.
This weekend, Casey Donahue Band is tomorrow night. Gwar is coming to town on Sunday.
Big Baby might be there. My producer will be there.
Yeah?
He's actually going on with his two buddies, Beavis and Butthead. You may have met him. They're all huge fans.
Yeah.
Is that a tough cleanup?
It's an amazingly tough cleanup. we're about to invest in a lot of Visqueen here in the next 72
What happens at a Gwar show?
There's a lot of fluids that come from the stage. These guys are rigged. You know, they're all wearing monster costumes. And these guys are rigged with, you know, essentially what would be a water gun type apparatus, but it's not necessarily a water gun. It's more like set up as bodily fluids that spray everywhere.
Well, that sounds awesome.
It's for an interesting sect of people.
It's
and again,
definitely,
that's a Reverend.
Have you met
not
Big Baby?
Riverfest.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like, you know, Gallagher is the comedy version.
That's an excellent way to put it. That's
music.
Really, yeah, that's a good way to put it.
I just say they're theatrical.
Yeah, you would.
Have you seen them, Phil?
No, I've not seen them live, but I've seen photos and, you know, videos of it before.
It's going to be quite a scene.
It was a curiosity for me to kind of take a look at, wow, that looks like it's fun for them.
Yes.
How long are the Walgreens tickets available for
Walgreens? Until they sell out, and they're going fast. So, folks, if you haven't gotten out there to get one, this year they're statewide. So any Walgreens in the state, if you go into a Walgreens and they tell you they don't have them, you call me, and we'll give you a 1-800 number. We're selling them actually in states outside of Arkansas. We have sold tickets already in over 30 states. So, again, talking about what we do, economic impact. We're filling the hotels. We're filling the restaurants on a weekend that a lot of people would be going out of town, going to the lake. I don't know why they would ever do that.
Dumb.
But that economic impact is valued at about $33 million.
Thank you very
and
much.
And bringing folks into town that might come back to Little Rock another time, coming in maybe to see one act, they got to have a place to sleep, hopefully. They got to have a place to eat. They're going to buy a ticket, and they're going to invest in the, you know, put those tax dollars back in.
When you work 10 years at the Buzz, you get an extra week of vacation. I'm assuming when you go 10 years as the Riverfest director, you get a week in some sort of mental institution.
Yeah.
Did you work that into your contract?
I haven't.
You need to.
I'm still trying to get the hair dye for the gray hair that it, you know.
You're not gray.
No.
Amazingly.
No.
You're lucky to have any hair at all.
True.
Yes.
No, it actually, it truly is a labor of love. It's a wonderful event. I feel very fortunate to be a part of it. I'm honored to be a part of it. It's something that, like I said, 36 years is a long time for an event to maintain.
Doesn't look a day over 28.
You think?
Really does.
Thank you.
It's aged nicely.
Thank you.
That's good stuff. Let me get a question in here from Ryan or comment. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, fine. How are you?
Hey, I love Riverfest. It's one of the best festivals in Arkansas every year. My sister, Holly Elliott, she's been on the committee for the past few years. So
yes, she has.
We get the VIP passes. I love that. So,
well, thank you. Holly does a great job.
And y'all do a great job.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
That's nice.
Holly works hard.
Usually these calls go like this. Yeah, I've been to Riverfest. Hated it. Hate your station, too. Screw you guys. Goodbye. A lot of that.
Yeah, it's nice to have the positive.
Malin Maris has texted me. He wants to know why drive-by truckers are not on his stage. He's a little bitter.
Oh, I know. He's very bitter. I told him I would give him an hour and a half off, and I had him on that stage, and it just, they were booked Friday night, and they had to change their schedule.
Ah.
I know, May. I
see,
love you,
see, what I'd like
Malin
to do, because he is the man that
I know
is responsible for my first viewing of Entourage. He turned me on to Entourage. I was a late comer too, and he had a DVD of it.
This is a seminal moment.
I know it was. It changed my life. But I would be almost willing to cover his stage for him for a while so we could go watch. However,
yeah, Justin's not going to be here.
Friday, I'll be there. I'm going to kick the whole thing off, and then I'm going to leave it to you.
Probably when Malin Maris leaves, I may have to retire at that point.
Yeah, well, I don't think
he's
ever
that
quit.
Instrumental. He better not.
Yeah, he's been doing this for a long time.
He has. He does a phenomenal job. He runs the Ed stage like a champ.
One more call from Cody, and then we got to move on. Cody.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bob.
I'm bringing my kids. Well, this will be my first Riverfest. We're going particularly to see Florida Georgia Line because my kids love their song Cruise. They sing it every time it comes
out.
Great.
That's great.
But do you have a layout map online on the website or anything like that, so we know where the stages are?
Yes, we should have it up there, I would imagine, give us about a week, and it'll be up there and complete, and it'll show you exactly where they're going to play.
All right.
And I can tell you, though, they're going to be, if you're familiar with Little Rock and the Clinton Library, that stage is at the Clinton Library.
All right.
So if you ride the shuttle bus, if you ride the North Little Rock shuttle bus, it'll drop you right outside the gate in front of the stage.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Look forward to seeing y'all soon. Good luck with all this weekend. I hope if you need any help with the cleanup, Big Baby would be happy to help out after GWAR.
Cool, I need to get his phone number.
Riverfest will be here before you know. RiverfestArkansas.com for all the information, including a layout map
soon. Yes, coming soon.
So,
exciting news.
How much do you sleep between now and then?
Zero.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's nice.
See the bags under the eyes?
6 o'clock Friday. It all happens.
Yes.
Of Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, and I'll be in hopefully between now and then.
Yeah, we'll get you in again at least one more time.
I would hope so.
Yeah. Okay.
You're sponsoring half the festival.
We have no lock on the door. You can come in whenever you want. The door it's never open, but it's always unlocked.
Gotcha.
That's what I tell people. So
thank you, guys.
It is the truth. Chris, thank you. Deanna, always great to see
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having
great
us.
To see you.
We'll catch up again soon. It's 11:25. We'll talk some sports. I know. Appreciate your patience. But some things are more important than sports at this time.
Right.
I mean, do you want to talk about the Razorback baseball struggles? We will, with Phil Olson.
Fun is more important.
Yeah, fun is more important. Can
that's
you?
Ex- what it's all about.
You got 3 minutes to figure out why the Razorbacks are struggling so mightily. Where exactly? Too many issues?
Yikes.
Okay.
Riverfest has sports, a Bago tournament, and a fun run.
That's true.
And we got a motorcycle race.
If you called it Razorback Bago, A, you'd get sued, but B, I guarantee you'd double your entries. It's 11:26. We'll be back in the zone in a moment. Now you're away. I don't want this. Remember that. I'll never.